Here is a sound familiar to you from the movies. It's Leo, the famous lion with the MGM logo, and Leo first roared on the screen 80 years ago today. He opened a 1928 film called White Shadows on the South Sea, and the roar was played from a phonograph record. Leo is as much a part of the public image of MGM as its great movies, Gone with the Wind and The Wizard of Oz and Dr. Zhivago and Annie Hall. And as a logo, Leo and his roar have been as durable and lasting as any corporate mark that one can think of, or almost anyway. To help us understand why this lion has worked so well for so long, we're joined by Hayes Roth. He's with a firm called Landor in New York, which has been around for a while as well. Since the 1940s, they've been helping companies establish and manage brands. Hayes Roth, welcome to Day to Day. And really, this is quite a simple thing. The King of Beasts turns his head and roars, and you know the movie's starting, you know it's MGM. Why does this work so well?
I think it works for a couple of reasons. One, because of all of the movie logos, it was the first one to have real movement in it. It was a live animal. And I think there's another element that is significant and actually pioneering, and that is sound. It is one of the first sonic brands. And you just played the sound. We all immediately went to our mind's eye. I always go to The Wizard of Oz when I hear and see that logo all by itself. That is a combination of iconic design, an iconic figure, and unmistakable sound.
So some companies now have audio logos like Intel or NBC. They've had this for a while.
Yes. But they don't use the tones quite so much anymore. Intel is the one that everybody thinks of, and then it's hard to come up with a few others. I always think of the it's not really an advertising tone, although they should think about it, but I have a Mac, and anybody who has a Mac knows immediately that chord that plays the minute you turn it on. There are others for software that are becoming popular, and that's really why sonic branding is becoming more important, because thanks to the Internet and all the software programs, we're actually surrounded by more sound, not less.
So sonic brands are growing, sonic ID tags, but they're mostly musical, I think. This is the roar of a lion.
Yes. The roar of a lion is, I think that goes back to something primeval in terms of getting your attention. I think that was, it signifies power and a bit of excitement, and so it was a great concept to begin with, and the fact that it has lasted this long and has been used so consistently, I think, also is a testimony to good branding.
Hayes Roth speaking with us from New York and the offices of the branding firm Landor. Hayes, thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.